Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let it out. And take another long, slow, deep breath in. And as you do, be reminded of God breathing his very breath of life into the nostrils of the first human. As you continue to take long, slow, deep breaths, just picture God breathing his personal, invisible, life-giving presence into you. Hear the words of Jesus as he breathed onto his disciples, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." As you continue to take slow, deep breaths, just allow God to center your attention on Jesus. Allow his Spirit to help you be present to this moment. And just invite Jesus to be present. Listen to him say, "Behold, I stand at the door knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." God, we ask that you would speak to us by the power of your Spirit, that you would convict and comfort, that you would lead us to truth, that you would heal, that you would draw us near to yourself, allowing us to intentionally abide in the true vine, through meditating on and praying through your word. By faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as on dry land. But the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. Taking a long, slow, deep breath, God, would you speak to us about faith? We desire each one of you to show the same earnestness, to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. Just allow your mind to travel back to the people of faith who lived by faith. Whether it's people in the scriptures or people that you know of, people in your family, your ancestors. We desire that each one of you show the same earnestness and be imitators of those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. And we are not of those who shrink back, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. We are those who have faith. We are those who have faith, the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. By faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as on dry land, but the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, but she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. Maybe take a moment and just allow your imagination to be set free. Imagine you are with the people of Israel on the banks of the Red Sea, and a great wind has just blown back a section where there is land all the way across, and great sea walls on either side. Imagine you have never seen or heard of or imagined something like this before. And now you're called to walk through the waters. What do you feel? Is there fear, worry, anxiety, doubt? Now imagine your one of the Israelites, years later, asked to walk around, to march around this great walled city. One time, every day for 6 days, you just march around it. And then on the seventh day, you march around it seven times. And you're asked to shout. That in faith, God will cause the walls to fall. Does it feel silly to march and shout? Knowing that from every bit of experience you have and every story you've ever heard, that that will never cause walls to fall down. Now imagine you're Rahab. Living amongst your people, your family, your entire life. And two people, two strangers from a different nation come to you. And they need to be hidden for safety. And you know that this could cost you and your family your lives. But you've heard whispers and rumors about their God and his power and his might. Do you put your faith in what you've known? Or do you trust what you've only heard rumors about? By faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as on dry land. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. Ask God's Spirit to reveal to you if there's any aspect of following Jesus that has become difficult because you're struggling to trust God, his word, his way. Ask him if there's anything that he is inviting you into, or anything that he's calling you to remove from your life. How might God be asking you to step out in faith today or in this season? How might he be inviting you to trust him with your actions? God, sometimes it seems easy to live out our identity as people of faith in you. And sometimes it seems near impossible. Sometimes your way seems right and logical, and sometimes it seems foolish. Sometimes in our limited wisdom, we cannot understand how your way is good and will lead to life everlasting. Lord, would you stir within us faith? Would you help us to put our trust in you? Would you give us the courage to take steps of faith? Would you help us to embody the faith that you have authored and that you are going to finish? Would you show us what it might look like today to be people of faith, walking in the great line of the tradition of men and women who lived their lives by faith? Would you give us courage and confidence in you? Fix our eyes on Jesus and call us to yourself. And we ask these things in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen.